Okay, we're starting here at the top of Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara is dealing with the limud that came from Mina Bakar. Mina Bakar, the Gemara went down from that Lotzia to Treifa. That a Treifa is not Ru'uyat, be placed on the Mizbeach. The Gemara says, why do I need a Pasuk? It's an easy Kavachomer. It's a Kavachomer for Balmum. Balmum, which is Mutar to the Hedjot, which a person can eat in Chulin, no problem, is a sur to be placed on the Mizbeach. Kavachomer Treifa, which is restricted to a hedyot, certainly it will not go on the mizbeach. It's a very simple kavachomer that the Gemara makes. The problem is that the braita ends and it says, imishavata. If you have a response to the kavachomer, then you need the pasuk. Gemara wants to know, what response, what reason do you have not to learn this kavachomer? So the Gemara began with Amoraim suggesting, what is the problem, what is the pircha to the kavachomer? We had Rav first because of Minchat Omer Tochiach. Then we had the possibility raised by Reish Lakish because Pitoma Kitoret would be Mochiach. Then you have Marbury Vina that says the Pircha will come from Shabbat. And the last Pircha that we dealt with was from Kil'ayim. So in all these Pirchot, we rejected them. Most of them for the same reason, which is Shekem Mitzvah Tobekach. That's the mitzvah to do. In that Eno Chanami, you're right, that these items are Asurim Lehejot. In a muturim legvoa, which would indicate that the kavachomer doesn't work. Not everything that is usur for hejot is usur for gvoa. Nevertheless, in all these instances, there's a key difference, which is the Torah tells you to do such. That's not true by a treifa. By a treifa, the Torah never asks you to put the treifa on the mizbeach to make such a distinction that it would be usur for hejot and muteret for the gvoa. That we will not say. So now we have another attempt at breaking this kavachomer to understand why we need the pasuk of mina bakar, and that comes on the top of Vomanal from Shisha Breid Ravidi Amar Rishum Deika Lameim La Adar Dina Vetete B'Matzad. We can learn it through two of them. Maybe we can't learn it from any single pircha, but maybe from two together. What are the two together? The first two that we had mentioned earlier, that were mentioned in the Breita, which is Malika and Chelev and Dam. Mala Malika, what was the chumrah of Malika that didn't allow us to learn from Malika? Shekein kedushata osrata. That the kedusha was oseret. There we had a machloket Rashi and Tosafot as to what that means. Rashi says that the Malika itself is what makes it kodesh. Therefore, the kedusha only happens at the moment of Malika. The other possibility, Tosaf says that only once you are magdishit does it require Malika. To the point that you are magdishit, there is no necessity for Malika. So because of that, Malika is unique or different than Treifa. Treifa is already a problem way before there's Kedusha, way before you do the Shechita. Treifa is already a problem, so we can't learn from that. Chelev v'dam yochichu. Chelev v'dam will offset that. Mal chelev v'dam, what was the chumra by chelev v'dam we can learn from? Shekein ba'im michlal heter. Because they come from an animal which is otherwise heter. Treifa is all treifa. There's nothing heter in this animal. So then, Malika Tochiach. By Malika, the antenna animal, or the bird, is classified as being a nevela outside of Kodesh. So therefore, it's also coming Toch Isur. So now, each one of them offsets the Chumra of the other. V'chazer Adin. Lo Reizek Reizek, V'lo Reizek Reizek. Each one of the Chumrot are not similar. Atzad Shavir Shavahen, the common denominator between them, is Shasurim the Hejot, both Chelev and Dam and Malika do not work, or are not permitted by Hejot. Mutarim legva, and they still are mutarim to be placed on the mizbeach. So afani avi treifa, I will also be treifa. Afal pisha asur lehejot, even though it's restricted to hejot, they muter legva, and therefore I will need the pasuk mina bakar to teach me that treifa doesn't go on the mizbeach. Gemara says, Malatala Shavesh Behen, there is a common denominator between them, Kshkei Mitzvata Bekach. The Torah tells you to put the Chelev and Dam on the Mizbeach. The Torah tells you to do Malika by the Ofot. That's not true by the Treifa. In each of those two instances, even though it's a Surah Ajolt, nevertheless, the Torah tells you to use them on the Mizbeach, or do these on the Mizbeach. That's the case, then it's really not comparable to Treifa. You can't learn from them to Treifa, because Treifa doesn't have any instruction about placing it on the Mizbeach. Ella Amar Avashi Mishum Deika Lameimari Bikara Dedina Pircha. Rashi says, let's go back to the basics. Let's go back to the foundation of this Kavachomer. The Kavachomer is learned out of Balmum. Let's see if that really is true. All these other cases where you want to learn out of it, we find a Chumrah. Let's see if there's a Chumrah by Balmum. Mehecha Kamaitila, where are you trying to learn out Trefa from? Mi Balmum. Mala Balmum. There's a chumrah by Balmum that Balmum applies to the animals and to the Kohanim. It applies to that which is being nikrab, that which is ending up on the Mizbeach, as well as those that are placing it on the Mizbeach. The Mumim apply to Kohanim and to Behemot. Now we have a pircha. We ruined the Kal v'chomer because you can't learn from Baal Mum anymore. Baal Mum has a tzad chumrah that you can't learn from. That it applies to both makuvim and the krevim. That it applies both to the behemot and to the kohanim, which is not true of trefa. A kohen trefa.
You're saying it applies. What applies?
You have a blemish in a korban, it cannot be brought on the zbech. A kohen who has a blemish cannot serve in the mikdash. That's not true by a trefa. A trefa ruins an animal, but a kohen who's a trefa can serve in the beit mikdash. There's no restriction against a kohen trefa serving the mikdash. So you see, there's a chtzad chumra by mum that you can't learn from. So Amalei Ravacha Sabal Ravashi, Yotzei Dofen Yochiach. You can use Yotzei Dofen to learn out from it. We'll put Yotzei Dofen, which is basically a cesarean section for an animal, something that does not come through the normal birth canal. Shalo Asabo Markivim Kikrevim. A Kohen who is born as a Yotzei Dofen is not Pasul to be a Kohen. And nevertheless, when it comes to the Yotzei Dofen by Mutar Lehejot, Vasur Legva. It's mutter by hejot, and it's asur b'gva. So if I put that together with Baal Mum, Baal Mum is also mutter the hejot, asur the gva. You have here, yotzei dofen, mutter the hejot, asur the gva. So if I put the two of them together, I'm going to learn to trefa, a kal v'chomer. But trefa, where it's asur the hejot, then certainly it should be asur the gva. It should be asur to be placed on the mizbeach. So what Ravacha Asab is trying to do is Ravashi undermined the kal v'chomer that we had from Baal Mum. Ravacha Asab is coming along and saying, no, you can't, don't undermine the Kal v'chomer. You just need an additional item to add there. It's Baal Mum plus Yotzei Dofen. Between the two of them, we can learn out that the Kal v'chomer still exists, and now you'll have a problem because then you don't need the pasuk. Because you'll do. Use Yotzei Dofen. Yochiach l'asabab makivim kikrevim. Umotar le'ajot l'asur l'gvoa. Mal Yotzei Dofen shekeinenu kadosh v'bechora. Yotzei Dofen has a chumra that a animal, or is a human also that's born, as a Yotzei Dofen, as a cesarean section, not through the birth canal, does not acquire the kedusha bechora. Baal Mum Yochiach. Baal Mum will work because a Baal Mum that is born through the birth canal does automatically get the Kedushat Bechora. Mala Baal Mum Shekein Asabo Makrivim Kekrevim. The Chumra Baal Mum is that the Makriv and the Kariv are that which is Mukrav on the Mizbech. And that who is Makrivit, both have a din in Mumim. Yotzei Dofen Yochiach. Vechazer Adin. Lo Rizeh Kerezeh. Velo Rizeh Kerezeh. Atzad Hashem Shehen. The Tacham and Denaber between them is Shemutoreim Lehejot Vasarim Negva. Vekol Shekein Orafa Niyavi Atreifa Shatsura Lehejot. It'll be automatically, it should be a surah for the Mikdash, for the Mizbeach. If that's the case, I'm back to square one. Why do I need the Pasuk of Minha Bakar? Where it says, no, there is a common denominator between Mumim and Yotzei Dofen that does not apply to Trefot, I will ruin this Kavachomer. Mal Tzadashavesh Behen, Shkein Lo Huchu Michlalan. By these two, there is no heter whatsoever. Tomar b'trefa, shutra michala. By trefa, there is some sort of hutra michala. What's the case of hutra michala? That's the Gemara asks right now. Amalei Ravacha braid the rov of the Ravashi, trefa shutra michala mahi. Where do you find such a concept that a trefa is muteret in certain instances? What we're suggesting now is that Yotzei Dofen and Mum are never mutarim. Whatever they're restricted in, it applies always. But trefa doesn't always apply. Trefa suspended in some cases. Where's that case that trefa suspended? So what would you suggest? Malika of an olatof makes the animal into a trefa, makes it into an avela that otherwise would not be kosher for a hejot to consume. Nevertheless, it's muteret l'gvoa. So Baal Mum, nami pofo tishturei shtari. Wait a minute, Baal Mum has that same din. Because we know, we've learned the din, tamut v'zichrut b'beima, v'ein tamut v'zichrut b'ofot. The requirement for no mum, and the requirement for a male or female in certain instances, is only by a beima, by an animal. But by an ofot, it's irrespective of gender, irrespective of if there's a mum, as long as it's not mechusar eifer. So if you want to suggest that the hutra michlala here is the malika of a letof, well, we have the same din by a baal mum. The baal mum also does not apply to a fot. So there's also hutra michlala. So that's not a tzad chumra. Ella, malika de chatata of la kohanim. No, what we think here is that what's hutra michlala? If you do malika and chatata of, the kohanim are entitled to eat that of. The kohanim are entitled to eat that of. That means that it's hutra michlala. Malika allows them to eat. Even though it's a tray for an avail in any other situation, nevertheless, malika in this instance permits them to eat this bird. Even though otherwise it would have been asur. So if that's the case, we have a kula by trefa which will not allow me to learn it from Baal Mum and Yotzei Dofen. The kula by treifa is that in certain instances it's muteret. What is the instances where it's muteret? In cases where it's malika that the kohen is going to eat the chatat of. I says, wait a minute, that's not the case. Kohanim mishuchan gvoa kazachu. The kohanim are not eating. That's not an achila tejot. That's not something that's hutra michola. They are eating off the shulchan of a kodesh baruch hu. So it's not that the Kohanim are necessarily eating the treifa. It's a unique circumstance in which they are given the right to eat off of the Shulchan Gvoa. And by Gvoa, we already found that a Baal Mum Baal Fot is heter. Meaning that it's not that you have, before we were reluctant to use Olat Olf. Why were we reluctant to use Olat Olf? We said the same din applies to Baal Mum as it does to treifa. Just like the treifa can go on the Mizbeach, so to a Baal Mum Olf can go on the Mizbeach. So my says, okay, I'll find you a case where we're not talking about Mizbeach. We're not talking about Gvoa. We're talking about Hejot. What's that? The Kohanim can consume, can eat the Chatat Olf that was done through Malika. Well, if they can do that with the Malika, that's something that's Hutra by Baal Mum. We don't find anything such thing by Kohanim, that they have a special dispensation by Baal Mum. That we don't find at all. Gemara says, wait a minute, when the Kohanim eat, they're not eating of their own accord, they're not eating as that Machal Hejot, they're eating from Gvoa, they're eating from the Shulchan Gvoa. It's as if they're eating off the Mizbeach. Well, if you want to talk about Mizbeach, then Baal Mum also applies. Baal Mum, there's no restriction of Baal Mum on an oath to go on the Mizbeach. So you're back to square one again. We have the same din by Baal Mum as we have by Malika, we have by Treifa, which is that Treifa is muteret to the Kohanim to eat, but they're really eating from Hashem's table. Well, so too, the Baal Mum can go on Hashem's table, it goes on the Mizbeach. So again, you don't have a kula in treifa that you don't have in either malika or in yotzei dofen. Gemara says, I'll tell you what it is. Ela parechachi. This is the pircha to the kal v'chomer. Malat zara shefir shebehen. What's the common denominator between yotzei dofen and baal mum? That is a chumra, and therefore you can't apply to treifa. Shekein mumane mikar. Their mum is obvious. You can tell that they are problematic. Tumar b'treifa, shekeinu mumane nikar. By treifa, it's not nikar. Rashi's gears over here is b'treifa yesh shein mumam nikar. Certain treifot, the mum is not nikar. That's not true of all treifot. Some treifot that you could see. If there's a leg missing, that's a treifa that is visible. But there are treifot that are internal and that you can't see. So what you should ask me right away, what do you mean that mumam nikar? I understand by the case of baal mum, by a blemish, that one of the requirements for a mum is that it be nikar, that you can see it's a visible mum. But how does yotzei dofen and mum nikar? How do you know for certain that an animal was a yotzei dofen and not born through the birth canal? If I see an animal, I have no idea how that animal was born. Why is that considered mumam nikar? So Rashi says over here, this is interesting, yotzei dofen mumam nikar de'it le'kala, kol yodim, publicized. It's something unusual. Since it's something unusual, the word spreads. And everybody knows that this animal was born as a yotzei dofen and not through the birth canal, not through a normal birth. So that's something that has a kol, and that's why mumam nikar, as she says, Tosos extends that to even other areas, Rova, Nirba, all these other mumim, where we can't put them on the Mizbeach. In all those instances, Tosos says that they're a kalit, like there's a strong rumor that spreads to people, there's knowledge, these things are unusual, and unusual events people know about. So therefore now we have a situation in which we want to make a kal v'chomer from Baal Mum. By Baal Mum itself we can't do it because of krevim kemakrevim. So then we said, away, we'll add yotzei dofen to it. Between the two of them we'll learn to treifa the kal v'chomer. Gemara says, I have a pircha to that. That pircha is that the common denominator between Baal Mum and yotzei dofen is that they both are muman nikar. They're visible mumim versus treifa that doesn't have a visible mumim. If that's the case, then treifa has a tzad to it that we can't learn out from these two. That they don't, it doesn't have the chumrah of that it mumau nikar. Since it doesn't have the chumrah of mumau nikar, therefore we can't learn out from these two. If that's the case, shumhachi tzrichra. That's why we need the pasuk of mina bakar to teach me, lotzi eta treifa. Now the Gemara asks, okay, the treifa mehocha nafka? Do we really learn out treifa from the word mina bakar? The Gemara is going to bring now two other limudim. Mehotam nafka, we learn it out from the pasuk in Yechezkel, we discussed this yesterday, mi mashke Israel, mina mutal Israel. Learn out that the only thing that can go on the Mizbeach is mi mashke Israel, that which can be otherwise consumed by a Jew. Mina mutar Israel. Well, a treifa can't be consumed by a hejok, by a Jew, therefore it can't go on the Mizbeach. That's the restriction against putting a treifa on the Mizbeach. In another pasuk, we have Mikol Asher Yavor Tachet HaShevet. This is by the case of Maaser Behema. It says there, Mikol Asher Yavor Tachet HaShevet. Nafka, that we learn now from there, Prat the treifa, Sheinu Averet. Excluding a treifa that doesn't go under the Shevet. In order to be Maaser Behema, you have to pass through the gateway, under the Shevet, under the staff that's going to count the animals that are going out to get to the 10th animal. Well, a treifa can't go out. I would have thought a treifa can't go out because sometimes a treifa doesn't have the ability to walk. It's missing a leg, something like that. Rashi says that it's not just that. Yishum de'im achiyut. It doesn't have a life force in it. A treifa is considered an animal as if it will die, and since it doesn't have a life force in it, so it's lo chashiv la'overet. So even if it can walk under, it's not considered as if it walked because it's considered as if it's not alive. It's like a walking dead. That's how we look at the treifa. And that pasuk is written by Maaser, and then we'll learn other karbonot out of Maaser from Gezer Shava of Tachat Imo, Nerulahan Tachat Hashevet, from Tachat Tachat. So from Gezer Shava, that learns the other karbonot. So now I have three sources for the fact that a treifa is psula. One is from our pasuk here, which we've been discussing, from Mina Bakar. I have it from Mimashkei Yisrael and Yecheskel, and then I have it Mikol Shevet Tocher Shevet from Maser Veheima. And the Gemara says Trichi. I need all three of these pasukim. Deimi Mashkei Yisrael. Had I just learned out of Mashkei Yisrael from the pasuk in Yecheskel, I've been eliminating Mutei Hecha Delo Haita Lashata Kosher. Obviously, I made a case where it never was mutar. Dumya Orla Bikilaya Kerem, similar to Orla Kilakayim, which never had Shata Heter. Now Orla really has no Shata Heter. Kilaya Kerem does have a Shata Heter. So there are different possibilities of solving it. The Ramban says it's just not dafk over here. They're bringing Orla and Kilei Kerem together, but it doesn't really mean Kilei Kerem. Tosafot comes up with a case where you can have Kilei Kerem that doesn't have Shata Het Kosher, doesn't have a Shata Heter. But it's really not necessarily true by Kilei Kerem, because when you plant the seed, there was a Shata Heter. When it grows, before it adds on, there's also a Shata Heter. So now we have Dumya de Orla Kilei Kerem. Why does the Gemara mention Kilei Kerem and Orla? Because in the Pasuk in Yecheskel, it says Mi Mashkei Yisrael, and there it mentions also that it is Min HaMatayim Mi Mashkei Yisrael, from the 200 of Mi Mashkei Yisrael. Which what Mashkei Yisrael requires 200 to 1 to be Mutar? That is Kilei Kerem and Orla. The Isra Na that's associated with Kilei Kerem and with Orla are Nitbatel, in a mixture of 200 to 1. So the Pasuk, Mishmashke Yisrael, also happens to mention this idea of Mimataim, of 200 to 1. What is 200 to 1? That's Kilei Kerem and Orla. So from there we say Mashke Yisrael only applies to a treifa, or to a problem that was always there, because it never had a Shata Kosher. So that's what I would think. The restriction against using a treifa is only if the treifa was permanent, always in place, just like Orla and Kilei Kerem. Aval Haitala Shata Kosher, if it had a point in time where it was Mutaret, Ema Tit Kasher, maybe you could put on Mizbeach. So therefore, Kotov Rachmanu Kol Asher Yavor Tachel Hashevet. That's what the second puzzle comes to teach us. Comes to teach us that even if it had Shata Kosher, like Meiser Behema over there, which possibility was it not, now it's not a treifa and it's causing a problem, but before it wasn't a treifa. And in case where the treifa happened first, and then the hekdesh happened afterwards, like Maaser Behema. Right, would it be the treifa is a problem only if it happened before he's nitzkadesh to be the maaser, because then it can't go under the shevet. Dumya de maaser, just like maaser, where the treifa would have to proceed going under the shevet. But about Hikdisha, what happens in a case where he made it Hekdesh, and then only after it was Hekdesh it became a Treifa, maybe over there I would allow it to go on the Mizbeach. So the way we say, Hikdisha sov nitrifa, debidna d'aktasha avi chazio, at the time that you made it Hekdesh, it was re'ui to go on the Mizbeach. Ematit kasher, maybe be mutar. Kotav Rachmanim bin Abakar. That's where Min Abakar comes to teach you, even if the Hekdesh preceded the Treifa, still doesn't go on the Mizbeach. Therefore we need all three sources. We need all three sources here to teach us that treifa is restricted from going to Mizbeach, and that's different manifestations of treifa. The Mashkei Yisrael teaches us the case of treifa where it was never mutar, it never had a Shata Kosher. The Avor Tachar HaShevet teaches us in a case where it did have a Shata Kosher, but it was all the treifa, charfut happened before it was Nikdash. And Min HaBakar, our pasuk over here, teaches us even if the treifa happened after it was Nikdash, it's still restricted from going on the Mizbeach. Alright, next Mishnah. Echad minchat chote, echad kol haminachot. Whether it's a minchat chote or kol haminachot, shikamtzan zar, that the kmitza was done by a zar, an onein, someone that is waiting for the mate to be buried, or it's vulyom, someone who is gone to the mikveh, is waiting for the sun to set, mechuser bigadim, someone, a kohen, that we're going to do avoda without his clothing on, mechusar kippurim, someone who has yet to bring the karbonot that will bring them into the situation of being tahor, shlo rachatz yadav regalav, the person didn't wash their hands and legs, arel, tamei, yoshev, someone sitting down, omed al gabei kelim, standing on kelim, al gabei behema, standing on an animal, gav raglei chaviro, standing on your friend's feet, pasul. In all these cases, the mincha is pasul. So it doesn't matter if it's a minchat choteh or any other mincha. It's opposed to lishma, which only affects the minchat choteh and doesn't affect other menachot. Here, these psulim affect all menachot. And we learned all of these out in Zvachim, that all of these are problematic in terms of avodah. They all are pasul be'avodah. And the case of the hefsek between the ritzpah and the raglav, that we've seen before also in Zvachim, that you have to have no davar b'chutzeitz ben raglav leben ritzpah, between his feet and the ground. So here, anytime his feet are off the ground, it's problematic in terms of the avoda being done. So all these are pasul. Kamatz b'smol, what happens if he took out the kmitza on his left hand? Pasul. This Mishnah says it's pasul. Ben b'teir omer, yachzir, yachzor b'yikmotz b'yamin. Put it back in to the original, and then take it back out with your right hand. Redo the kometz. It's not a problem. Now, Ben b'teir, we're going to see this in the Gemara, argues on the entire Mishnah. He doesn't just argue on small, he argues on everything before as well. Kamatz, v'la b'yado tzror gargar melech. He did the kmitza, and within that kmitza is not only the mincha, I mean, not only the oil and the flour, but there also is some sort of pebble came up, or a gargir melech, or a piece of salt came in, or korot shalavona, or some piece of the frankincense that's placed on top of the mincha, pasul. Yunesh amro akometz ayeter v'chaser pasul. The kometz has more than it's supposed to, or less than it's supposed to, pasul. Ve'ezehu yeter. What is the yeter? What does it mean they have too much of a kometz? Shikamtzo mivurats. When he took out the kmitzah, he did it in such a way that it was too much. Now Rashi brings down two different possibilities. The way the kometz is done is one folds their fingers onto their palm in order to bring the kometz. So whatever's within the fingers, whether it's four or three fingers, is a machlokas rishonim, but you place that on your palm and you grab. So two possibilities of mivurats. Rashi once said it's gadush. Gadush means that it's pouring out of the sides, it's too much. It's not just what's inside of the fingers to the palm, but it's sticking out on the sides or between the fingers, it's sticking out. That's one possibility. The other possibility he brings down is that chutzeitz ben rishia b'tispotav l'pasyado. That when you fold over your fingers, it's here. The fingers don't touch the palm of the hand. There's actually kometz underneath them that is being mafsik between the fingers touching the palm. So that would be the problem, because there you have too much. You have too much of the kometz. That's the yeter. And what is v'chaser? What does it mean that you're missing? It's a case of kamtzo b'rosh etzbutav. That only grabbed by the top of his fingers. He didn't go the fingers down to the palms, he just took it over to here. He did a small amount like this. That's chaser. Another chaser is what the Mishnah already mentioned, which is, it takes a full kometz, but there was a piece of melach, there was a piece of salt in there, there was a tzror in there, that's also chaser. So those are problems of chaser and yeter. And therefore, anything that reduces the kometz or makes the kometz greater than it's supposed to be is pasul. Mar says, "Lomali the mitna. Why did the Mishnah divide up echad minchat choteh ve'echad kol minachot? Why did it divide up litnei kol minachot? If the din is true of all minachot, why separate out? Why segregate minchat choteh and mention it separately? Truth is, it's very likely related to the previous Mishnah where the din was different. But the minchat choteh at lishma was problematic, and the rest of minachot no. Over here it says echad minchat choteh echad kol minachot." As opposed to the previous Mishnah, where there was a difference in the din. That's the most likely explanation for it. And the Gemara will get some along those lines. But right now, the Gemara wants to know if all the minachot have the same din. Just write, kol ha minachot. So we can say, l'nei kol minachot shkam tzam zar v'onei. So Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon itzrich. We need it according to Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon medinu, shetei minchat choteh tuna shemim v'levona. It's true that a minchat choteh should require oil and levona. But we know the din is by a minchat choteh that we don't put ein ba shem and ein ba levona ki chatati. It's a minchat chareva. It's a dry mincha because in order that it's not mifu'ar, so that would not be nice and beautiful because it's a minchat choteh. Shalei choteh niskar. So therefore, why should he have to put shemen levona? Because normal mincha would require shemen and levona. Here, he's a choteh, bring a mincha, he brings a reduced mincha. Brings a mincha without shemen and without levona. So it's actually cheaper for him to bring his mincha. So why should the choteh be niskar? Mipnei ma inatuna. So then, if that's the case, why doesn't have it in? Shelo yegei karbano mihudar. So his karban won't be so nice. Ubedinu, shetei chatat chelev tuna nisachim. Sell too a chatat chelev. Chatat chelev is a normal chatat that is brought, a chatat behemah that is brought. It should also require nisachim, just like an ola and asham and ashlamim require nisachim. The chatat should also require nisachim. Shelo yehei chotei niskar. Again, so that the chotei is not benefiting from the fact that he brings a korban without nisachim. Umbrei ma ina tuna. Why don't we have nisachim associated with the chatat? Shelo yehei karbano miudar. Again, so the karban will not be nice. So Savka Dat Chamin, I would have thought in Rabbi Shimon Hov Amar Rabbi Shimon Shleyer Karbano Mudar, this Karban would not be Mudar, Ki Kamsu Lapsulim, Namitit Kasher. That even if a Pasul, someone who is otherwise Pasul to do Avoda, does it, maybe it should be Kasher. That won't be Mudar. Doing it with the properly, with the Kohen, doing it with all the trappings, all the processes that are normally used by Karban, that's Mudar. So you do something a little wrong, maybe it's okay by the Chatat, because we don't want it to be so pretty, we don't want it to be so beautiful. Kamash Balan, that we don't say that over here. And that's why the Mishnah comes along to teach you, even the Chuteh, these items are psulim. Merkha says, Yehochi, that's the case. So you just said to me that the whole reason that we say this over here is to undermine the possibility, extrapolating Rabbi Shimon to say that if it's Enum Hudar, it means you can even do it with the psulim. Well, guess what? We have two Mishnayot like that. Where are the two Mishnayot that tell us that the psulim, Zar, One, Tvuyom? You're looking at one Mishnah now in Menachot. We had the other Mishnah in Zvachim. So if that's true, Rabbi Shimon's statement was made both about animals and about the mincha. So now you explain to me, Yehochi Hatam Nami. Also over there by the Mishnah Zvachim, Litnei Echad Chatat Chelev Echad Kol Zvachim. Because you should also have to differentiate between or spell out that the Chatat Chelev has the same din as all the other Zvachim. We don't have that. We don't have that here by the Mincha. We have that separation. We don't have it by the Zvachim. So to say that you would have extrapolated the din of Rabbi Shimon, that's why you need the Mishnah, then it should be equally applicable to this Mishnah as it is to the Mishnah Zvachim. And why is it only mentioned in our Mishnah here? So, Rabbi Shimon Itzrich, over there, Rabbi Shimon, you should require to have the Chatat mentioned separately. Alma, so what's the answer? Since in the Mishnah Zvachim it says kol, velok tani chutz, it doesn't exclude anything, kulu mashma, including the Chatat Chelev. Hachanami in our Mishnah here, came the tana kol, had it written kol, velok tani chutz, kulu mashma, that means everything's included, then why do I need to separate or segregate out the minchat chut? Mar says, Itzrich, I do need it. Why? If you remember, in the first staff, we discussed the fact that Mat Nitan Delok Rabbi Shimon, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon, who says, Ma'aseha Mokhin Aleha, that Lo Lishma does not apply to Menachot, because the Ma'asim determine. So there, at least according to Rava and Rabba, who said that they can reconcile Rabbi Shimon with the first Mishnah, therefore our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon. Well, if the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon, I would have thought just like the first Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon, so too the second Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon. Along comes this Mishnah to tell us that even Rabbi Shimon agrees in this case. Now that works well according to Rav and Rabba, it does not work well according to Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi, who said that the first Mishnah can accord with the position of Rav Shimon, then what do you need it for? And that's what Tosas asks over here. It says, Teimel the Rav Ashi, the Reish Pirkei, and the Achik Rabbi Shimon, and Ma'ikel HaMeimar, and leaves it as a Tzarech Iyun over here, about why is it that, according to Rav Ashi, you still need this. All right, B'nei Nochanami, the Pashat is that it doesn't go like Rabbi Shimon. So therefore, I would have thought, since the Reisha is Lo Rabbi Shimon, Sefer Nami Lo Rabbi Shimon, this latter Mishnah here is also not like Rabbi Shimon, Kamash Malon, that it is like Rabbi Shimon. And that's why it says, Echad Minchat Koteh, Echad Kol Menachot, the extra Lashon, the extra wordage or verbiage over here comes to teach me that even Rabbi Shimon would agree in this case. All right, so now the Gemara says, Amarav, Zar Shekamatz Yachzir. A person who is not a Kohen that does the Kemitza, what should he do? Throw it back in. Throw it back in and then redo it. So the question is obvious here. Is Rav is saying something that is according to whom? Sounds like Ben Beteira. Sounds like Ben Beteira. What did Rav say that we didn't know from Ben Beteira? V'hanan, Pasul Tanan or Psal Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah that a Zar Shekamatz, it's Pasul. My Pasal. Pasul Achi Yachzir. I mean, Pasul means until you return it back into the Mincha. Where it says, Yehochi Anu Ben Beteira. Then this is identical to the statement of Ben Beteira. Idi to the Kometz Ben A, Lo Plige, Rabban Alei. No. If the Kometz is still around, the Rabbanan agree with Ben Beteira. Ki Plige de Chaser. That the Kometz is missing now. Rabbanan Sarei Lo Yavi Mitoch Beito. Don't bring from your house and refill the Mincha to redo it. Vimalena, Ben Beteira Sarei Yavi Mitoch Beito. Bring it back. Vimalena. And then you can refill it up to the top. And then you'll redo the Kometz that way. It doesn't have to be the exact Kometz that you took off that you replace. There, even the Chachamim agree. The question is, if the Kometz that was taken off already is missing, can you replace it into the Kli? The Rashi says the Machlokas here, based on this, would be, what is Mekadesh the Mincha? Is the Mincha Mitkadesh when you place it in the original Kli? When you place it in the original Kli Shavit, that's when the Mincha is Kodesh. And when you take off the Kemitza and that's now missing, you have a Mincha Chaser. A Mincha that's Chaser is Pasol, and you can't now rectify by adding more in. Because the full amount was Nitkadesh, and now it's Chaser. That would be the position of the Chachamim. On the other hand, Ben Beteira believes that the Mincha is only Nitkadesh for the Kemitza. When you take off the Kemitza. Oh, if it's only nitkadesh, if it takes off the kmitza, who took off the kmitza? A zar. Zar took off the kmitza. It's not a kmitza. It's not a voda. So there was never nitkadesh. It was never nitkadesh. I can fill it back in and make it whole. That's what Rashi says the machlok is here between the Rabbanan and Bebeteira, according to this explanation, is. Tosfos doesn't like that. Tosfos says that Kasavar, he thinks that everybody believes over here. The kulu, sphere like Rabbi Yochanan. Everybody holds like Rabbi Yochanan. Dusha kli lo kav'a, elu kmitzat psulim plige. Everybody agrees that the kli is not mikadesh, but rather the kmitza. The question is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what happens if it's done by a pasul? I kava and lo kava. The Rabbanan believe if a pasul does it, it's still koveya it as a komets, and it makes it chaser now. It makes it into a kodesh mincha, and therefore it's chaser, even though it was done by a pasul. And Rabbi Teira say no, that it doesn't work, that a pasul can't create the kedusha of the kmitza, and therefore you can refill it from your house afterwards, because it never was kadosh. That's what the Gemara suggests as the machlokas. Gemara says, wait a minute, how could you suggest that as a machlokas? Ben Betera savar, Yavim Betoch Revil. I know Yehochi, Ben Betera Omer Yachzir. Why does Ben Betera say, put the komets back in? It should be Yachzor V'yikmotz, and then be Yamin, and then come take it out with Yamin. Ben Betera Omer should have said, Yachzir, V'yavim Betoch Beito. He'll put it back in by bringing it from his house, V'yimalena, V'yachzor You should have added in this additional factor, is that he's not putting the comets back in to fill it in, because the comets is gone. He's putting back in there from his house. Where's that essential piece of information is missing from the Mishnah and Ben Beteira's position? So how can you claim that's the machlokus between the Chachamim and Ben Beteira? Gemara says no. Kikam Arav, Ribbit Ben Beteira. Gemara solves the problem. It says Rav is saying exactly what Ben Beteira said, which is that if Yazar does the comets, you can put it back in to the mixture and then redo it with a kohen. Gemara says pshita. That's simple. What Rav's telling us, what Ben Beteira says, we know what Ben Beteira says. What do I need Rav to come tell me what Ben Beteira says? No mal de teimad kan lo kamachshir Ben Beteira b'small. I would have thought that Ben Beteira argues in our Mishnah only with the regards to the left hand. If you did it with your left hand, then you put it back in and you do it with your right hand. Bob, a sharp psalim, the rest of the psalim that I mentioned in the Mishnah, I would have said no, that Rabbi Shimon agrees with the position of Chamim, Kamash Malan. That's what Rav comes to suggest, that Ben Beteira applies even to the other psalim. And that's where he gave the example of Azar. Even by Azar, Ben Beteira disagrees. Where it says, Mashna Smol, what's so unique about Smol that you would differentiate it from the rest of the psalim? What would be the Havamina here? Mishom, the Ashkar Chana, Echshir, B'yomek Kippurim. We find hechsher for small in Yom Kippur. That's when the Kohen Gadol goes in lifnei lifnim with the ketoret. He carries the coals in one hand and the ketoret in the other hand. So we see that the left is used for some avodot in the Mikdash. I says Zamer Nami Ashkalan hechsher b'shchita. Zar can also do shchita. Zar can do shchita. We find that a zar does have application or does involved in the avodah. I says, wait a minute, shchita lav avodah he. That's no proof. Shchita is not an avodah. Why is Shechita not an avoda? So again, we had that machlokas yesterday. Rashi says Shechita is lav avoda because a zar can do it. That's why it's not called an avoda. Tosfos disagrees and he says that's circular because many times the Gemara, like here, says that a zar is doing it and Shechita is lav avoda. Sounds like there's another reason why Shechita is lav avoda and therefore a zar can do it. So the Tosfos gives two answers. The Rimi Orleans says that it's because it's equally applicable in Chulin. Shechita is done in Chulin just like it's done in Kodesh, so therefore it cannot be an avoda. And the other Tosfos brings the other one is that we have a certain requirements by Kabbalat Adam that the Mikabel and the Kabbalat Adam be done in the same location. That requirement is not by Shechita. The fact that it's not like that by Shechita, the Shochet can be outside, tells you that Shechita is not an avoda, because otherwise it'd have the same dinim as Kabbalat Adam. So therefore Shechita is not avoda. Here you can't prove anything to me that a zar does Shechita. Where it says, velo. Is Shechita really not an avoda? The para duma, if the Shechita is done with a zar, it's pasul. And Rab says, why is it pasul? Because it says, Alazar v'chuka. It says that the paraduma must be done by Lazar Kohen, who's the Kohen Gadol, v'chuka k'tiba. The word chuka is la'akev. It tells you that the Kohen, or the Kohen Gadol, is me'akev in terms of the shkitat paraduma. So if that's the case, you see that it must be an avoda, otherwise why would it be required a Kohen to do it? If it's not an avoda, why do you require a Kohen to do it? I says, Shani Parah, the Kodshei Perek Abayiti. Parah, Duma is Kodshei Perek Abayit. It's not Kodshei Mizbeach, it's Kodshei Perek Abayit. So if you're talking about Kodshei Perek Abayit, how can you, we don't know why. That's a Gzerat HaKatuv that a Kohen must do it. We're not talking about things that are going on the Mizbeach. The Gemara says, okay, but Lab Kodachin, who is in a Kavachomer? That if it applies Kodshei Perek Abayit, Bo Kuhuna. Kodshei Perek Abayit, where you might claim that it's not a voda, they require a Kohen. Kodshei Mizbeach, Lo Bo Kuhuna. Certainly Kodshei Mizbeach should require Kuhuna. And therefore, by the Shechita, you should require Kehuna. The fact that we allowed a Zar means that it's really an Avoda, and the Zara is allowed to do it. So that would mean, again, that it's an avoda based on this kol shekein from the parah of kodshei berak habayit. Amar Rav Sheshet Brei de Rav Yideh, the answer is, mida hava marot negayim, like we saw this in Zvachim. Just like the marot negayim, the lava avoda, and it's clear that's not avoda, we're not involved in mizbeach, we're not involved with doing any avoda towards Hashem. The Kohen is coming to see whether this is a nega tameh or a nega tahor. And nevertheless, the Torah says, that Kohen must be the one who does the looking at the Marot Negayim and declaring it, whether it's Tameh or Tahor. So you see that the requirement for Kohuna is not necessarily associated with Avoda. The two are not connected in such a way that they're inseparable. If I know there's a Kohen doing it, it must be Avoda. That's not true. I find the requirement for Kohen by Marot Negayim, even though it's not Avoda. So we'll say the same thing by the Parah Adumah. I have a requirement for Kohen that doesn't indicate that it's an Avoda. That doesn't tell me that it would otherwise have been an Avoda, because we see from Marot Negayim that Kohen and Avoda are not synonymous. Just because you require a Kohen doesn't mean it's Avoda. So too by the Parah. You require a Kohen? Gzeret HaKatuv. That doesn't prove to me that Shechita is really an Avoda. And if it had been done inside, you would require a Kohen and it would be classified as Avoda. So that's the answer of the Gemara. So Gemara says, V'nelech mi bama. Well, let's learn out from a bama. By a bama, a zar is mutar to bring a korban on a bama. V'chita ima bama lo yafnina. And you'll tell me, what, a bama? From the heter bamot, you're not going to learn. That's a different situation. That's before we came to the Mikdash, and the bamot were asurot. Rashi claims over here, and the bama means before Aaron, a Kohen was associated with it. Before Aaron became the Kohen, the bechorot were the Kohanim. Then, at that instance, that a zar can do avoda on the mizbeach. Tosos takes issue with Rashi. What do you mean only before Aaron, a Kohen? Even after a Kohen, even after Shiloh, this heter bamot comes back. Heter bamot comes back. Even a zar can do a hakrav on mizbeach. Says we have examples: Shaul, Shmuel. They all do a hakravot. This week's Haftorah in Parshat Zachor. They bring karbanot and bamot. So he says it applies even afterwards. It's not just limited to before Aaron HaKohen became the Kohen. Any bama does not require a Kohen. That's one of the differences in bama gdola and bama ktana. Bama ktana does not require kihun. So that's the case. A zar is mutar by a bama. If you say we don't learn out of bama, v'atanya minan the yotzei. How do we know that yotzei im ala lo yereid? That if something went out, chalavim went out of the azara, and then they were brought back in and ended up on the mizbeach, that you don't take them back down. Because Yotzei worked by Bama. So since we find some place where Yotzei is okay, therefore over here, we consider it a psul b'kodesh, and it goes up in the Mizbeach, lo yereid. It says, Tano, azot torat ola, samichle. Eino chanami, that is an asmachto, that limud. But the real limud is from zot torat ola, which we learned before, torah achat, b'chol olim. Anything that ends up in the Mizbeach has the same din. What is that? It doesn't come back down. What about the exceptions? The exceptions are either learned out according to Yehuda from the Mi'utim in the Pasuk, or from this Asmachta. We look, there's certain things that are included, certain things that are not included. How do we know what is included, what's not included? We look in other areas where we find that there was such a heter in Kodshim. So yes, we'll learn out of Bama, but that's not the Lima. The Lima is from Zotarat Olim. I don't know what to include, what to exclude. We look around Kochim and see if there were any other place in Kochim that these items were mutarim, and therefore it's classified as psulo b'kodesh. So I have no proof from that. So I only have, here in this instance, small left-handedness, or doing something with one's left hand, is unique, in that it's kosher for avoda in other places. That's not true by the Zar. The Zar is not kosher for avoda anywhere else. It's not kosher for Shechita, because Shechita is lav avodah. Zar is kosher by Shechita, but Shechita is lav avodah. And by the case of Bama, where Zar is mutar, and that should influence the situation, we say we don't really learn out of Bama. Bama is just an asmachta, it's something that we learn out from, but it's not a direct limud. That's not the source for limudim in kochim. Therefore, you can't learn anything out from that. So that's what makes small unique. And that's what Rav comes along to teach us. The Ben Betera is not only arguing on the left-hand issue, but he's also arguing all the other psulim in our Mishnah. Elo taima. So this must be the conclusion. Dashmin and Rav, ha lava hochi, hava mina b'shar psulim pasal Ben Betera. So if Rav had not come along, I would have thought that Ben Betera was posel and everything else except small. Is that really true? V'atanya, we have a braisa, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omim, makshir haya Ben Betera b'chol psulim kulan. Pretty clear statement. That Ben Betera says, all psulim are perfect. So what do I need Rav for? I have an open braisa that tells me that. V'atanya, we have an additional braisa. V'kamatz misham, mimakom shragle azar umdot. What does it mean, v'kamatz misham? That the Kohen is allowed to do the kmitza misham from there, from the place where a zar can be omeid. Where can a zar be omeid? In makom ragle Yisrael. That's the first 11 amot of the azara. But that's even a place that is not tzafon, that is not north. And the din of a mincha, even though it's kodesh kodashim, it's kodesh kodashim, nevertheless, it does not have a requirement of being done in kometz in the tzafon. We learn out of this pasuk, which says v'kamatz misham. Even in a place where Yisrael can walk, and that doesn't have to be in the tzafon. Ben b'teiro mer minayin shim kamatz b'smol shiakzir. That you put it back in, v'yakzor v'yikmotz v'yamin. You put it back in, and then you do a kmitza again with your right hand. Tamalomar v'kamatz misham. Mimakom shekamatz kvar. Mikamatz misham means from the place you already took the kometz. What's such a situation where you put the kometz back in and you take it out again? V'keva dekra. Stomach teef. And since the source for Ben B'teira is from a pasuk, and the pasuk doesn't define what the psul is, it says v'kamatz misham. It doesn't tell you which psul was there. Therefore, it's mistavra mali small mali sharp psulim. Why does it make a difference whether it was left-handedness, or that was the problem here, or any other pasul? So if that's the case, now we have a problem. What is Rav adding for us in Ben B'teira? The fact that we have Ben B'teira argues on all the psulim, we have an explicit in a braita, and we can also learn it out from the source of Ben B'teira. So, ha-kamash malan Rav. This is what Rav's coming to teach us. Komatz va'afilu kidesh. What do you do with the kmitza? You take the kmitza out of the mincha, and then you place it into a kli sharet. You place it into a kli sharet, that's mikadesh the kometz at that instant. So now, Rav says, even kamatz, he took off the kmitza and put it into a new kli sharet. Even when he puts it into a new kli sharet, he can still put it back in the original one and redo it. And Ben B'teira will argue on these tanaim that say, Tanya, Rabbi Yossi ben Yasyan, Rabbi Yehuda Nachtom. So these are tanaim that we haven't met before. That's nice to meet them. Rabbi Yossi ben Yossi. When does Ben B'teira say shikamatz, then you put it back in shikamatz v'lo kidesh? That's only if you did the kmitza and it was yet to be nitkadesh b'kli sharet. Aval kidesh, if you already put it into the new kli sharet, it is mekadesh it pasal, then it's pasul and you can't return it to the original. So that's where Rav comes to teach us that Ben B'teira, even in that situation, says you can return it. Some say that this was what Rav's kiddush was. Kamatz in kidesh lo. That he's coming to define for us that Ben B'teira says you can put the kometz back in. That's only when he only did was the kmitza. But if he did the kmitza and the kiddush, then you can't put it back in. Ukeman, who's that like kahani tonight? The Ben B'teira will be agreeing with these tanaim. We agreeing with Rabbi Yossi ben Yossi ben Yasyan and Rabbi Yehuda Nachtom. Ulaafuke mi Tanakama, to exclude the Tanakama who came before them. They're arguing on the Tanakama, so the Tanakama says that even in that instance you can take it out. Here Ben B'teira will agree with Rabbi Yossi ben Yasyan and Rabbi Yehuda Nachtom. So that was the Chiddush of Rav. Rav came along to teach us this additional qualification in Ben B'teira. We have the Ikra Amri, which goes both ways. So he either told us the qualification that even if you were Mekadesh the Kometz, you can put it back in, or the other possibility is only when you don't, only when you haven't been Mekadesh it, can you place it back in. Those are the two possibilities in what Rav is defining for us within Ben B'teira. Kimatri Flav Rav Nachman, Maika Savre, Hanei Tanai. Rabbi Yossi ben Yasyan or Yunatom, what are they thinking? What do they believe? If they think that a kometz done by a pasul is an avoda, why does it matter that they put it into a new kli? If the kmitza psulim is not an avoda, but what's the problem? Put it back in. So you understand what he's saying here? Is that you have these psulim doing avoda. They do two steps in the avoda. First is they take off a kmitza. Second is they place it into a kli sharet. What is the status of their action? If you believe their actions are efficacious, then why do you have to wait until they put it into a kli sharet to be problematic? Even when they took the kometz off in the first place, it should create a problem. If you believe that the avoda of a pasul is zero, then not efficacious whatsoever, then why should it matter when he puts it into a kli sharet? When he took off the kometz, it was meaningless. When he puts it into a kli sharet, it's meaningless. Why should there be a difference between the action of kmitza and the action of placing it into kli sharet? Amram Nachman, the olam avoda. No, it is an avoda. Whatever the pasul does is an avoda. V'lo gamra avodata de'v'lo matan kli. It's a process. The process begins with the taking of the kometz. It's finished with placing it into a kli. So until you finish it, it's not classified as an avoda. Yachki, that's the case, I feel a lo kiddush. Then even if he wasn't mekadesh it, b'chim ha'adalei the kometz, the duchtei tikdosh v'liv sol. Wait a minute, if that's the case, that it's a process, then when he takes it out, they remafresh the kometz, and they dump it back into the original kli sharet. When they throw it back into the original kli sharet, then they've been mekadesh it at that point in time. Who cares if it's a new kli sharet or if it was the original kli sharet? Once it goes into a kli sharet, he's mekadesh it. So if you think that the actions of the pasul are efficacious, he does the kmitza, he doesn't do the kiddush yet, so he didn't finish the process of kmitza, but then he throws it back into the original kli. When he throws it back into the original kli, now he finished the process. Now it's in a kli kodesh. So why isn't that mekadesh it? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, zot omeret, from this we can conclude, kli sharet ein mekadshin ela midat. Kli sharet are only mekadesh when you have intention for them. So here, when you throw it back into the original kli sharet, even though it's going to kli sharet, you say, mali kli sharet hocham, mali kli sharet hotam. What's the difference? Which kli sharet goes into? Well, there is a difference. Because kli sharet only works to be mekadesh when you want it to be mekadesh. So in the case where I take off the komets and I place it into a kli sharet, there I want the kli sharet to accept the komets. I'm doing it in such a manner that is mekadesh the komets. Then when I'm throwing the komets back into the original mincha, it's clear that I don't want the kli sharet to work on this komet. I'm trying to remix the komets with the original mincha. If I'm doing that, it's clear that I don't want this kli sharet to be mekadesh it. So if that's the case, that's the difference over here. The difference over here is that the kli avoda of the psulim is a good avoda. The reason it's not kadosh or doesn't make a difference until you put it into kli sharet, because the avoda that needs to be done is taking the kmitza off and placing it in kli sharet. That's a whole process. It's a singular process. They only did half the process. They did half the process, it's okay then to return it. They do the full process, then their avoda is classified as an avoda and it's pasul. What happens when they do half the process and they throw it back into the kli sharet? They throw it back into the kli sharet, that should do the finish the process off. No, that doesn't work because a kli sharet requires dat. Kli sharet requires dat, then there's nothing happened to complete the process. Okay, so that's where we're up to in the Gemara. We'll continue tomorrow discussing this issue.